Deb Phil joins us here post-game show. A 3-1 victory tonight versus Lincoln. Very tightly contested match. Story of the match, they'd get up early. You would come back. It was probably the most exciting match of the season, and really it came down to those final points of each and every set.
It was a battle all night long, and starting with from the get-go, we got in a hole right away and down 19-9 and come back and pull that. I thought, oh, here we go.
Here we go.
And then the next set, everything was a battle. Sioux Falls Lincoln has some really good defense. I thought they played really well in the back row.
Yeah, they're not very tall, but back row defense is pretty good. They didn't do much at the net, but as you said, they battled tonight. Had to go extra points there for a while. Sage Jorgensen, those three straight aces at the end of the first, that really was the difference in that first set.
It was. I thought Sage, she served really well for us, aggressive when we needed her to. Plus, offensively, she came through with some big kills.
She's our Shays Restaurant Player of the Match. She almost could have won it their last match, but 8 kills for her with those three aces. Chelsea had 11 kills, 19 digs for her. Carly Herring had 10. What Chelsea said, had 4 blocks as well.
Yep, and I think Carly must have had a few too. Carly had 3 blocks.
And then so, Mandy had 37 assists.
We had some things going on, and we were running out of subs, and I put Cassie in, and she was playing right back. She hasn't done that all year. I thought she did a good job. Put Mac in, and we were trying to scramble a little bit because that's really not where she's going to play for us when she does come back and play in that role. So I thought our kids just really did a good job of adjusting.
Mac Miller comes in, surprised everybody, including me.
Didn't surprise us. She had 2 kills.
Yeah, had a kill, had a dig back there. She served once. Wanted to maybe keep her in the front row early on here.
The serve was because we ran out of substitutions.
She had to serve, and she had a nice kill.
Right.
Or a nice, nice dig, I guess.
Yes, to save that. Yep, she did. And you'll see her playing more and more as she, gets some playing time under her belt. And obviously when you have a player like her, you want to get her on the floor.
She didn't do had the kill here, a block here, a dig there, but seemed like her presence. She kind of came in that first set down by 10, only played a handful of points, but then and that's when the spark happened.
Yeah. Yep, she ignited us a little bit and second ignited the crowd.
Yep.
And I don't know, down 19-9.
Needed something there.
So. Yep, we needed something, and she kind of provided that for us.
How excited were you for the Brooms tonight? They were impressive.
Boy, those girls had a workout, didn't they?
They did.
But at least it was it was a lot more efficient. And they looked nice, and I felt bad for them because they were running out all night long. But it was, again, very hot and humid in here.
It was. He improved to 7-1 out to Spearfish, and then a couple of big matches against Huron. That's going to be tough again next week, and then right back at it with Roosevelt. So should be an exciting next week here with a couple of home matches, and then kind of the road schedule starts here. Been at home a lot this first month.
I know. So it's nice that we're getting some wins here at home because the road's always tough in AA.
Head coach Deb Phil, they'll be out in Spearfish coming up on Saturday, and then we'll see you back here Thursday against Huron, and that'll be nuts.
Okay, sure. Thanks again for coming.